It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 29th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is motley, spelled M-O-T-L-E-Y. Motley is an adjective. It usually means made up of many different people or things, and often appears in the phrase motley crew or motley mix. It can also mean variegated in color. Here's the word used in a sentence from the South Florida Sun Sentinel by Bill Kearney. As evidenced by Burmese pythons and ubiquitous iguanas, there's a motley roster of non-native reptile species surviving in Florida, three times the amount of indigenous species, but there are two in particular that are on the rise. The word motley wears many colorful hats, each having a distinct use. As an adjective, it implies variety, be it in hues or humans. As a noun, it can identify an eclectic variety, a multicolored fabric, a garment made from such a fabric, or the jester known for wearing such garments in the European courts of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. The word's origin is unknown, but some etymologists suspect that the Middle English word mot, meaning mote or speck, may be its source. There may be a speck of truth to that. Surely etymologists and lexicographers don't jest. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.